You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. I'm sure you've seen pictures of the snow or been in the midst of the rain or vice versa. If you're trying to navigate the mountains anytime today, over the weekend, tomorrow, it can be treacherous. It's a good reason to check in with the National Weather Service, and meteorologist Corey Miller's on the phone right now. Hi, Corey.
Hello, good morning.
Isn't this the storm that we were all wishing and praying for, right?
Yeah, it was definitely a good winter storm for Northern California and something we really wanted, especially after seeing such a dry February.
Our current weather pattern is even making national news right now. So tell me what's happening immediately today and then in the bigger picture this week.
So the brunt of the storm has passed us, but we are still going to see impacts from this system. Mountain snow showers are going to continue for today and even into tomorrow and a few on Wednesday. So mountain travel will continue to be poor. Another 8 to 16 inches of snow will be possible over the mountains, locally higher. We could see some light accumulation down to 2,500 feet. As for the valley, some light showers are possible. Continuing today, and we will see an isolated chance for showers even tomorrow, but Wednesday is looking drier for the valley. And then Thursday and Friday, we should see some dry weather for Northern California.
So if I look ahead about a week, I'm seeing rain back in the forecast again. Are we lining up for a wetter pattern perhaps over the next couple weeks?
Oh, we definitely are in a weather pattern right now. As for another major system, not sure. We are keeping an eye on something for this weekend. There's quite a bit of uncertainty with it. So there isn't too many details, but it does look like rain and snow showers are expected to return next weekend.
Okay, I'm glad you're adding science to my wishful thinking. Thank you, Corey. All right. Yeah. I appreciate your time. That's meteorologist Corey Miller from the National Weather Service office in Sacramento. Let's wrap up this hour with a check-in at Travis Air Force Base. Denise Morse and her husband David are still quarantined there. Hello, Denise.
Beth, how are you?
Well, how are you? I guess from today, you still have one more week in quarantine. How was the weekend, and what are your thoughts today?
Yes, today's day 7, and we're well. We are, it's kind of tough with the rain because we can't get out as much, but we're still trying to get our 10,000 steps in. And we met a woman with two umbrellas that she's willing to loan us, so we're really grateful for that.
We got the news, by the way, that the Grand Princess, with a crew of some 330, 340 people, moved out of Oakland and hasn't gone far. I think it's just moved over to the Port of San Francisco right now, but they finally got all the passengers off.
Thank God. It's pretty... Yeah, it's pretty tough. I'm in touch with some people at Dobbins and also at Miramar, and they're having tough times at Dobbins. It's kind of like some of the things that we've experienced here at Travis. We're currently starting to get tested or being asked if we want to be tested. Yesterday we were told on a daily conference call at 2 that two people in this three-building complex have tested positive for the virus. So it's not surprising. There are so many here. So my husband and I have opted to not be tested because we still have 7 days, and we figure if we have any concern when we get home, we'll get tested. But we could still be exposed within 7 days. So we're not going to take the test.
So, Denise, what's your biggest concern at this point, as you know you have one more week there to stay?
Well, my biggest concern is that I'm still seeing some things that are happening. Yesterday, there was a large cardboard box of oranges on a communal table in the lobby area. I am getting to know the people in charge here that... I'm telling people, I'm taking pictures, and I'm still advocating for these things that aren't changing. People are still serving themselves coffee. I don't understand why these aren't changing. They're still get their cream and their dipsticks or stir sticks. And they're, and yesterday when I reported this orange thing with a box of oranges, they were surprised and said that there would be, would absolutely stop today. So I haven't been downstairs in the lobby to do my, my daily check. So that's
protected. I think our phone line is going a little in and out. I want to thank you, Denise. It kind of makes me smile to think of you as the hall monitor there, speaking up on everybody's behalf. But we're going to keep checking in with you, and I appreciate that you also sound real good today. So the best to you and David as you hang in there.
Thank you, Beth. We'll be fine. Thank you.
That is Denise Morse talking to us from quarantine at Travis Air Force Base. Of all the changes that are happening, we just got this note today that the Supreme Court, for the first time since 1918, has postponed oral arguments, something that hasn't been done in more than 100 years. We are in different times. We will continue to keep you updated on the fast-moving and latest information. Please go to capradio.org for a number of links for more background, and check your own local school district site for details that may be available to you and your family because of school closures in your area. Schools across the state of California have not been officially closed yet. There are some that are open, so keep your eye on that as well. And I'm going to say thank you from all of us here on the Insight team as we continue to do our best to provide for you public service and information at whatever time of day it may come about. So I'm only saying goodbye for now. Take care, stay safe, and most of all, stay informed.